The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:05 on AM 970, The Answer. So, just breaking on Fox and Friends, Lee Zeldin is going in. He's running for governor, so that's official. You know, he hinted, and he's coming on this show at 8:05, Lee Zeldin Live at 8:05 right here on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Joe Sebilia. We happen to be watching Fox and Friends. And if you watch Fox and Friends, keep us on in the background. Would you do that? Thank you. And then, you know, because they do such a great job, and we understand sight and Lee. But Lee broke the news. He was on the show, was it last week? We were talking, and he said, yep, I'll probably go in to run for governor of the great state of New York. And so, yes, he just made it official on a national television. He's going to join us at 8:05. In the meantime, let me look here. I just texted Andrew Giuliani, and I said, could you want to call in? Because Andrew mentioned, and there's rumor that Andrew may jump in to the gubernatorial race in New York against Governor Cuomo, we think, on the GOP side. So we'll see what's going on. A lot going on this morning. And Lee's a great guy. I like Lee's humility. His service to the country is great. Andrew's a great kid, very smart kid as well. Has Lee been, when we talked to him on the air, if you remember, and we were really kind of, he was very, very careful, but he looked like he was indeed putting everything in order, because you have to go out. If you have the money behind you, unfortunately, that's the way it is. And he sounded like he was trying to put the money together. This is me, but this is conjecture on my part with my conversation with Congressman Zeldin. And that I apparently put everything together, and he's good to go. So listen, anything's better than what we got now. No disrespect to Governor Cuomo, but really. And now I wonder if he will run. I wonder if Governor Cuomo's going to run, you know, or is someone going to primary him on the Democratic side? You know, now let's go to the mayor of New York. Who's going to run for mayor of New York? Who's going to step up? You have Curtis Sliwa. Our buddy Curtis is a friend. I like Curtis because he's a street guy. You need a street guy, I think, to be mayor of New York. And no one really knows New York better, street by street, than Curtis Sliwa. So Curtis is, you know, that's a great candidate right there on the GOP. Andrew Yang, I got great big money buddies. We're back in. Andrew Yang, really? I like Andrew Yang. Don't get me wrong. I like Andrew Yang, but you need a street person. You need like a Rudolph Giuliani. You really do. To go in as mayor of New York. And who's going to come in? Who else will be there on the Republican side? And John Catsimatidis is out there. Now, John Katz, he could run. John could do whatever he wants. And he loves this city. And John could just finance himself. That's the beauty of a Catsimatidis run, you know. And John and Margo are so loved. And maybe John, you know, does his part in media, you know. We all joke at the station, we'll all be working for John Katz one day, you know. But no, I'm half joking there. But so you got a lot of good folks out there, but it's time to take it back. This is the problem, in my opinion. Why do people keep voting blindly as Democrats? I have some friends who are Democrats, and they're mostly older folks, and they're old blue dog Democrats, or they're liberal Democrats. There's none of that anymore. They're not there anymore. They're all regressive socialists, is what the Democratic Party is. And I'm so offended by that. I really am. They just either have to go way, way, way left, or they gotta, or you don't vote. This is who we are now. And Nancy Pelosi, when she says it's so bad, I don't even want to play it for you because I don't know what she's going. Oh no, Joe Biden has it under control at the border. She actually said those words yesterday. She did. And then this, if I may, it's like if you have AOC running the show, I'm gonna play some for you. And I can't play the whole thing because I just can't listen to it. But it's like this is the person; these are the people that are running the Democratic Party. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? And then Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and the way left, you know, are running the party. So you want to talk to? They asked AOC, and I'm not making fun here or being snarky. I'm just saying you help me out. Why would I vote for somebody like this? They asked her about the Jewish and about Israel, about the Jewish and the Palestinians, and where do we go from here? And how do we deal with the Palestinians? And how do we deal with the state of Israel? Joe, if you would, this is AOC.
What actions do you think can be taken to support movements towards peace, both between Israelis and Palestinians, as well as within the entire region? We got it.
Go ahead. No, play AOC.
You know, earlier just now, you and I were talking about the what and the how.
Yes.
And I think that when we talk about establishing peace, centering people's humanities, protecting people's rights, it's not just about the what and the end goal, which often gets a lot of focus. But I actually think it's much more about the how. And the way that we are coming together and how we interpret that and how we act.
That's it, Joe. Thank you, Joe. That's it right there. What is that? How isn't that like Native American racism? Is that what it is? How? I mean, what was that? What was she talking about? What is she talking about? So that's the far left of the party. Now you got the president of the United States. And he is saying how in Georgia, it's racist the way this new Georgia law is racist. They just have to throw racist at us every which way because you know what? They got nothing else. So now you got, okay, Mr. President, we're racist because, yes, there's these Jim Crow laws, meaning there's laws that take us back, you know, to slavery days. This is how childish, this is how out of touch Joe Biden is. It's beyond because he and Susan Rice and Ron Klyman and everybody down there they're all running like it's the Obama administration. But Biden is like, don't forget, he's been there almost 50 years. He's like in another generation behind, trying to understand, you know, the social justice between the races. He just knows how to divide. He wants to divide. This is the guy, Joe Biden, who spoke at, and I did this last hour, and I may play it a couple more times this morning because I wanted to get out there. I want someone to have the courage to play this on the news because they touched on it when he was running for president, and it went away. Now he's throwing racism in the car. Now he's trying to divide us. You're not racist. I'm not racist. I don't care what you are. They throw that racism card at us. Joe Biden spoke at the funeral of Robert Byrd, who was in the Ku Klux Klan. That the Ku Klux Klan was a Democratic organization. We all know that. The Democrats started the KKK. We all know that. So now when they said Joe Biden spoke at the funeral of Robert Byrd, they go, oh, yeah, but this is what the news media said. I promise you. I did research this morning before we came on the air. The news media said, oh, yeah, but he wasn't a grand wizard. Oh, okay. Then it's okay that he spoke at the funeral. Like, we're dumb enough to go, oh, he wasn't a good, I thought he was a grand wizard, because that was, what's wrong with these press people? Oh, get me crazy this early in the morning. Listen, this is Biden telling us that they got slavery laws, and that's why the MLB was good to pull out of Georgia. It cost mostly African-American communities $100 million. The majority of people in Georgia are black Americans. They move it to Colorado, where there's less than 9% of Colorado is black. It's all white. It's a racist move on behalf of the Major League Baseball. And Major League Baseball has a relationship with China, and I think that's the bottom line of all of this. They don't want to tick China off. How dare Major League Baseball assault us baseball fans? You put the nail in the coffin, Manfred. You put the nail in the coffin, Commissioner, because a lot of the people are walking away from baseball. You were just walking away from it. You don't know how to promote it. You don't know how to market it. And now you're going to just do what you did, and you're going to insult the black community the way you did? You're insulting the African-American community, and then the guy that's backing that is now the president of the United States, who spoke at the funeral of a Ku Klux Klan member in Robert Byrd. Joe, if you would, please.
As also noted, Robert C. Byrd was a parliamentary library, a keeper of the institution of the Senate, and he was the institution itself. But to me, and many people here today, like guys I see, Bill Bradley and Jim Sasser, who've long left the Senate for greener pastures, and I hope better remuneration. We used to kid about that too, but for a lot of us, he was a friend, and he was a mentor, and he was a guide.
And he was in the Ku Klux Klan. And now, and he's talking about it, and now that guy speaking is the president of the United States. And how did he become president? Well, that's a whole nother story. And now you tell me who's right and who's wrong. It's inexcusable what's happening like that. And talking about making money, like you don't make a lot of money like a senator because Bill Bradley stepped away and they went into private practice. Bill Bradley, by the way, a brilliant man I have immense respect for, you know. But again, I guess friends with the Ku Klux Klan guy. What am I going to tell you? And Biden talking about making money in the Senate. Well, how, Joe Biden, do you have millions and millions of dollars? If your wife was in education, Dr. Biden was in education, and now you're a senator saying you're not making money. How did you buy that vet, man? Come on, man. It's so crooked. And you and I, like, we're supposed to buy it. And when Biden talks, he's so in of the older generation, he thinks we're going to buy it. We're not buying it. Done with it. Done with it. And I say this to my friends who are kind enough to listen to the show every morning, who are of the Democratic regime, and you know what, maybe of the old Democratic regime, where there may be blue dog Democrats. This is why we voted for Donald Trump. Right here, exactly what's happening now. This is what pushed us over the edge. I'm a former lifelong Democrat. You know, I'm really when I say conservative, they say, oh, Joe, you're conservative. If anything, I'm just right of center, you know? And I believe, and I have a bleeding heart, guilty as charged, you know, conservative light, guilty as charged. You know, I like to listen. I hear everybody. I'm objective enough to understand everything. But when I see Barack Obama lecture me, tell me I'm racist, apologize for the United States of America, and try to reset this country so it favors the globalists like George Soros and how they are just putting out initiatives to divide us, to make themselves more powerful, then I'm going to vote for somebody like Donald Trump. And I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to embrace it. And that's when I saw Donald Trump go in, and I saw everything else on the other side, what choice do we have? And by the way, to my friends who think I'm crazy because I voted for Donald Trump, explain to me, what choice do we have now? Is it better now under Joe Biden? Is it better? We're losing the country, and you know it. You know it. And you don't care because you're in power, because your law firm is now making millions of dollars going in and defending the Democratic Party. It's wrong. You got to do what's right for the country. And this is so wrong what Joe Biden is doing. And now when we get into it with Gordon Chang in a second, listen to what Gordon Chang has to say about the MLB relationship with China. And by the way, where's Ilhan Omar? Where is Rashida Tlaib? These are Muslim Americans in the House of Representatives who are anti-Semitic and hate our Jewish brothers and sisters, all right? So that's a fact. Everybody knows that. Why aren't they going after the president to attack China on the virtual concentration camps with the Uyghur Muslims? Those are Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Do you not care about the Muslims in China whose body parts are being harvested, allegedly, who are being used as slave labor, allegedly, for Nike, allegedly, who are being put in concentration camps where there's crematoriums, allegedly, and Gordon Chang will verify? Where are the Muslims that are in the House of Representatives, and why aren't they going after China? Could someone help me out?
All right, we'll get to it. Gordon's up. Gordon's coming up. You don't want to miss it. Fired up this morning, you know. I apologize for that, but sometimes I see so many wrongs, I feel that I have to try to at least make it right on the radio. And we have the platform, so we're going to do it. We ain't going down. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock right now with Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey Joe, thanks a lot. 78 eastbound, exit 26 in Hunterdon County. Watch for an accident there. One lane is blocked. It's still busy on 206 up in Montague with an accident out by Shaytown Road. That one involves an overturned tractor trailer and a fuel spill. Over on the Staten Island Expressway westbound at 440, some ongoing construction to watch for. And the eastbound belt getting out past Kennedy Airport, a collision as well. Sunny today, high of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Quicken. Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
I have a dinner. Look forward to it. 20 after 7 with Joe on the radio with Mike Connors and with Beth. And we have such a good time, you know. And I may do some business. I may want to tweak my estate kind of situation. Because when I went to Mike, man, on the suggestion of my son Joey, he straightened everything out. So, and I would suggest to you that you call Connors and Sullivan. You know, you get that free comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself to discuss the issues and concerns from the security of your own home. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. I'm talking about a will, a health care proxy. You're spending too much in nursing home costs. You could be protected from all of this. Power of attorney, you know, living will. You need an estate plan. And I did it with Mike Connors. I invite you to do the same. With a free initial telephone consultation, check it out, 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or you go to ConnorsandSullivan.com. Mike is a great guy. Listen, if you could help me with all my situation, you know, going through all that I went through, you worry about the federal government coming to get you. You know, how about the municipality with the state? You know, all of this, they'll come out and nip at your heels. You know it. And then your family will just be left with virtually nothing unless you protect yourself against the government, against the local government, the state government, the mamelukes that are out there waiting to take you down. Will you please call Mike Connors now? 718-238-6500 or go to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The global semiconductor chip shortage is now said to be impacting Apple's production of iPads and MacBooks. Reports in Japan say Apple has postponed some manufacturing because of a shortage of displays and components. The delay means devices that were to have been made in the first half of this year will be built later. The reports say so far iPhone production hasn't been affected by the supply shortage, and so far it hasn't impacted availability of devices. Food delivery services Instacart and DoorDash are launching their own credit cards. The Wall Street Journal says J.P. Morgan will issue the Instacart card and is bidding for the card at DoorDash. And cheap chic clothing company Uniqlo saw its profit jump 23% in the first half of this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September 11, 2001. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling allowing our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Please join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Try the three-week quick start. That's all you got to do. I want to see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. It's only $19.95. Let's see if it'll work for you. You go to relieffactor.com. You can call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384. So many people are out of pain, thousands and thousands. I'm telling you, they have the same problems as you and I. You know, your shoulder, knee, foot. Your neck pain, people with their neck, I can't move my neck. You know, will you just stop complaining? Just try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Let's see if it will work for you. Look at me, put the garbage up and down the driveway, running up and down the stairs. I got the kids over. Come on. At my age, I'll tell you, I thank the fact that I'm out of pain. I thank Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. So do what Pete and Seth are doing and I'm doing and thousands of others are doing. Get that 3-week quick start. Discounted to only $19.95 at relieffactor.com or 800-500-8384.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, the one, the only, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine, Joe, and thank you so much.
Well, we love having you with us. I was with my little girl, my 10-year-old, and we were talking about different things about China and the Chinese, and I was talking about Gordon Chang and how Gordon Chang is from Jersey, and he knows more about China than anybody else. It was great, and she loved to hear it, you know, because you stay based in Jersey. But I love that, like, as you put it, Gordon, we love to talk geopolitics, man, and I think it's essential that we do, my friend, you know?
Yes, especially these days, because China is really hammering us.
Well, you're the only one. You get it. You get it. And I'm all on fire this morning. I just want to come on the radio, have some fun, and joke around. And we will, and we do. But let's go here, if we can, Gordon. Major League Baseball pulling out of Georgia because of, quote-unquote, racist voting policies. And yet they go to China. They're dealing with China, who, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon Chang, and I always say this, we got a little situation with the Uyghur Muslims. I'm just saying. Could you explain that to us, please, Mr. Chang?
Oh, yes. You're absolutely right about that, Joe. China is detaining 1.1 million, maybe 3 million, two, in these mass detention facilities, basically concentration camps. We know that racial minorities, the Uyghurs and the Kazakhs and others, are dying in those camps because they're building crematoria next to these facilities.
Wow.
We know that Chinese officials have engaged in institutionalized rape. There is forced labor and slavery in many cases, which, by the way, is offered for both domestic and foreign companies like Nike. And you have children being imprisoned in essentially camps themselves, smaller camps. But what we're seeing is atrocities, mass atrocities. And we've got to remember that this is based on race and religion. And indeed, you know, when they talk about Major League Baseball, about Georgia's voting law, well, you can't vote in China, full stop. So, you know, this is hypocrisy to the greatest extent, because we know that Major League Baseball signed up that deal with Tencent, which is the Chinese company.
It's, and Coca-Cola and Delta. I mean, and then Coca-Cola now, they're supporting the Beijing Olympics, the Olympics in China. Gordon, it's so hypocritical that you and I sit here, we shake our head, we put our heads in our hands, we go, what are they doing? How? And no one is talking about it except you, and Peter Navarro, certainly. But what do we, I mean, how does do these mega corporations say, okay, we're going to back the Olympics with all of this that's happening against the Uyghur Muslims? I mean, crematoriums, Gordon? Really? Crematoriums they have? If I could just divert there for a second, you mean they're doing like what Hitler did in the concentration camps, you're saying?
Yeah, the only thing that China has not done, which the Third Reich did, is mass exterminations. In other words, herding people into a room and then putting in the Zyklon B. But we know that China is killing Uyghurs because they're building these crematoria next to these mass detention facilities, these concentration camps. So people are being killed. This is murder. And because of the numbers, it is mass murder. But it is not at the point of, let's say, 6.6 million Jews. And the thing about Coca-Cola, just for a second, it's more than just putting up with it, Joe. We know that they're complicit in China's crimes against humanity because without the money from Coke and NBC and all of the other sponsors of the Olympics, China wouldn't have the money for atrocities. No money, no atrocities. So this is complicity.
Wow. Gordon Chang with Joe on the radio. Just amazing. And so disheartening because we're speaking the truth. And what about Rashida Tlaib? And what about Ilhan Omar, these representatives in the House of Representatives who are Muslims? Why are they? And this is just a rhetorical question, I guess, Gordon, but would love to hear your thoughts on it. Why aren't these Muslims who go after Israel with such a vengeance, but they won't go after China for what they're doing to Muslims within China?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question, Joe. I can't think of any reason for them not to talk about China when they talk about other things. This is just wrong.
Yeah, and so now we always go here, but Joe Biden will not get firm with China. He sidesteps the issue. What was the origin of this virus that came out of, according to you, Gordon? We suspect it came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It looks like it came out of there. Why can't we get Biden to answer this question? And why won't we get the mainstream media, unless you're hearing something that we don't know about, Gordon Chang, the mainstream media won't touch this man. They won't touch it, Gordon. Why is that? Are they too owned by China?
I don't know the answer to that, Joe, but I can say one thing. Yeah. Once we start talking about this issue, we then realize that there are about 560,000 Americans who have been killed by this disease. Then that becomes clear we have to do something, and that means we have to do something severe. And people in the political system don't want to do that. And that's why I think Joe Biden did not talk about coronavirus with Xi Jinping when he had that 2-hour phone call with the Chinese leader. Because when we start confronting these issues, where the virus come from, what China did to spread it beyond its borders, then it forces us to take actions that people in Washington don't want to take.
And doesn't it seem hypocritical to you, Gordon, with Nike, for example? Allegedly, they're using slave labor in China. Allegedly. Do we know anything more than that? Just because I don't want to say something that's not true, but Nike, they make the shoes. They make the phones. Is there slave labor being used? Do we know for a fact, Gordon Chang?
We know that it was used, as a fact, we know it was used up until about 9, 10, maybe a year ago. There is a plant in Shandong, which is in the northeastern part of China. It is run by a South Korean company, which is a longtime Nike contractor. And Nike, because of labor requirements, has to audit the plant. In that plant were Uyghur women who were brought there under conditions suggesting either forced labor or slavery. Wow. Nike had to know about this. Now, Nike says, we adhere to all these standards. We do all of this auditing. That's crap. That is crap. So Nike knew about this, And while it was lecturing Americans about racism, it was taking advantage of slavery or forced labor of racial minorities. And by the way, it's not just Nike. There's somebody called LeBron James who has a Nike sponsorship who also lectures us periodically, I should say frequently, about racism when he's been benefiting financially from forced labor or slavery of racial minorities.
This is Gordon Chang on the radio. I got to say something. Gordon is the most measured. He's got a person I know. He has such resolve. There's no animus in his heart. And he's speaking to us very frankly. In the name of goodness gracious, I do not know why the politicians don't listen to this great man, as I'm just going to tell you, Donald Trump did, understood the dangers of communist China. And now Nike is, again, giving tens of millions of dollars to Marxist organizations. They're making products that were made over in China. And then they're going to lecture us, and they're going to tell us how racist we are as a nation. This is inexcusable. Gordon, you really lay it out to us. And before we let you go, and thank you for all of this invaluable information, Gordon, because you're the only one, in the name of God, you're the only one talking about it. All the Asian American hostility toward the Asian Americans, this hostility. You come from Jersey. You're a Jersey boy, first and foremost. I know you are. You know, and when you see this, and you see these fine, upstanding citizens, and they're being attacked. I mean, that is something that is happening, and it's something that should be addressed. Gordon Chang, correct?
Yeah, I'm a Jersey boy. I'm Chinese American. I'm tough. And okay. So there have been Asian American and Chinese American hate crimes. But we've got to remember as Chinese Americans that we cannot support communist China over our own country and think we can get away with it. And unfortunately, there are too many Chinese Americans who have been spying for China or who support the spying of China or who generally support communist China. So Chinese Americans need to get real.
Yeah. Gordon, we love you, man. We appreciate it. Our love to Lydia. Our love to the family. I can't wait to see you when we can get out pretty soon. Did you get your vaccines yet, Gordon, if I may ask? Did you get them yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
Well, you know, are you going to get them, Gordon? Are you going to get them?
Yeah,
is there something you know? Wait, you know everything, Gordon. You're such a wise guy. Wait a minute. I just got my second one. Was it okay that I got the vaccine? Did you hear anything?
Yeah. No, it's fine. You know, people should get the vaccine. The trials show that it's been safe. You know, there are long-term concerns, but really they're also short-term worries, and that's why I'm getting the vaccine.
All right, Gordon, well said. You're the best. Gordon Chang, thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. And thank you with great respect, Gordon Chang.
And with great respect to you, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, great. I thought maybe Gordon knew something. He knows everything, this guy. I swear, he is the most well-read, well-informed person, and he's got such great resolve, and he's so measured, you know, and he speaks the truth. I said, do you hear something about the vaccine? I should know about Gordon. And thank God, he's going to get vaccinated, so now I feel better. I got vaccinated as well. However, the fears that I have of China, and it is a respectful fear because they know what they're doing. It comes from all the knowledge that Gordon Chang brings to the airwaves. By the way, on Twitter, it's at Gordon G. Chang. And it's something that we got to worry about. And I do not know. It is so frustrating. I know we got to move, but it's so frustrating that we don't see the president of the United States step up. And they keep asking me, why did you vote for Donald Trump? And I'm telling you, objectively, without any anger, without any animus or hate toward Joe Biden, this right now, here, where we are in our society, on April 8th, 2021, this is what's happening now in Washington. This is why I voted for President Trump. Please, 877-970-2999. James Carafano is going to join us from the Heritage Foundation. You're always welcome to join us. We're going to get there. I swear to goodness gracious, we're going to get there. Right now, Al's got the headline news, 738 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 degrees at 738. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Earlier this hour, Congressman Lee Zeldin from Long Island announced on Fox and Friends that he'll be running on the Republican ticket for governor of New York State, challenging Governor Cuomo. The congressman will join Joe Piscopo at 8:05 this morning to discuss. Residents picking up the pieces following an 8-alarm fire in an apartment building in Jackson Heights. Not clear when or if more than 200 residents will be able to return to their homes, which required hundreds of firefighters to fight the blaze for more than 12 hours. Firefighters have been on the scene since Tuesday, trying to figure out what caused the initial flames. Officials have said the fire was able to spread because a resident left the door to an apartment open and there was a delay in calling emergency services. Governor Murphy laying out a best and worst case scenario under COVID modeling as New Jersey is near the top in terms of new cases. Murphy says under the most likely scenario, cases will peak in mid-May and then trail off throughout the summer. He notes a worst case scenario would see a peak in mid-May followed by another spike in June and then a slower decline. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows 44% of all new infections last week came from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Florida. In sports, Yankees lost to the Orioles 4-3 in 11 innings. Mets crushed by the Phillies 8-2. Knicks lost to the Celtics 101-99. Nets blew out the Pelicans 139-111. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a ride, see what's happening at the Hudson River crossings. Inbound Holland 15, Lincoln 5. Over at the GWB, 20 minutes into the upper level, 10 to the lower. We're still seeing delays here on 280 westbound, getting out toward exit 13 in Newark. It's a new accident out by the Stickle Bridge. Had another one there earlier, so a pretty tough ride here over on westbound 280 as you get out toward Newark. So watch out for a couple of accidents over there. Traffic still slowing down on 78 eastbound, exit 26, with a collision taking the left lane, and it's still kind of busy for you on the Cross Bronx West, getting right out toward Castle Hill Avenue. Traffic is building on the LIE westbound through Woodhaven Boulevard, and expect delays right now on Sunrise Highway eastbound as you get out through Hampton Bays. We're getting reports of an accident there as well. On the thruway south, exit 13, an accident now on the shoulder. Checking the forecast, sunny today, high of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie. Telling you about Callum and Company Real Estate. You want a free consultation? Yes, I said free. Anything free? Come on now. You're wondering about your house. What do you sell it? You wonder about, can you afford to move? You're wondering about what the value is of your home. Will you please call Lewis Callum and Company? 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Offices are in Brooklyn and Queens, on Staten Island and Manhattan, coming soon to the great state of New Jersey. But right now, you go to Calamine.com, or you can call for that free initial phone call. 718-998-1100. Don't forget, now, Calamine and Company specialize in selling estate-owned properties. They're regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, even the surrogates court, and they've earned perfect ratings and reviews across the board. If you go to Calamine.com, you'd be amazed. That you go online, you read Calamine and Company's incredible testimonials. They're right there. So when I tell you that, now all that I just told you, you can say, this is a great real estate company. And Joe talks about Lewis Calamine. He loves the Calamine family. This is great. Yeah, not only that, they have that 100% success rate, an unprecedented 100% success rate. No failed listings at Calamine and Company. Don't look anywhere else. Go to Calamine & Company. Here's the number, 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Do you know how many Christians live in the Middle East? 6 million people. Do you know how many Christians need your help? Every single one. Do you know what we can do? With St. Francis in Beirut, we can give them hope, we can give them medicines, we can give them medical equipment, we can give them everything they're looking for, because some others decided to remove Christianity from the Middle East. But if we will help them every single day, not just to feed them or clothing, it's all about giving them another day with the idea that they are recognized, that we love them, they're our cousins, sisters, they're our roots. So, St. Francis in Beirut, it's all about helping Christians. And you can be part of that help too.
If you want to help Father Paul in his mission, send your donations to St. Francis in Beirut, 213 Stanton Street, New York, New York, 10002.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Smoke it, baby, come on, bring it on, bring it on. You're on fire this morning, mama. Oh, yeah, man. Like Larry Elder. Larry Elder's coming on 9 o'clock. Always, we have a country to save. That's Larry Elder talking, man. Larry's coming up at 9 o'clock. Tom Fitton as well. Right now, we have James Carafano, Vice President of Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Hey, James, welcome back to the show, brother. I know you're fired up as well, my friend.
I am doing a coffee-free interview. This is like the high wire walk without the safety net.
That's great. A coffee-free interview. You can't do it. Did you just rush? You rushed to the phone, and you didn't get a chance to have coffee. We could wait. Do you want us to? You want to pour go?
No, the coffee place doesn't open until 8, you know, so.
But you are so funny.
You know, the risk is all on your end.
Hey, I felt so bad. I was the other day, we were doing something on the remote, and I felt bad because I didn't eat anything, you know. I didn't eat anything in the morning and everything. And give me some espresso, man, something, you know. Oh, look, that's so funny.
You know, it's just the image of Joe Piscopo with, like, low blood sugar. That's not a not a pretty picture for me.
It was. And then we were at Trinitas Regional in Elizabeth. They, man, I had a whole medical staff with me. I know.
Oh, wow.
You can't make it up, brother. You know, it's the danger of morning radio. Hey, James, so welcome back. Everything okay in your life? All good? Everything all right?
Well, I don't know if I told you this story or not. You know, so my office looks out on the fence with the razor wire that they had guarding the congressional office buildings, right? And you know, they took the fence down, and I realized when they took the fence down that it was guarding a fence.
There was a fence
behind the fence. That's right. So that fence is totally safe from dog walkers and whatever.
Yeah, but down at the border, they're not going to put anything up down at the border.
We kid, but
James Carafano, what's going on at the border, you know, and I know, I think about my family came over from Italy and how tough it was and the racism and again, the lynchings down in Orleans of Italian Americans.
Right.
I so feel for this and I feel for these immigrants. How does President Biden, James, and you're down there, how does he justify? Why doesn't he just can he look down for a second and just go, I know, we got to get a handle on this because I see these kids. And if Donald Trump was president, when he was president, they went after him every single second. The lead story on the news, the second story, the third, fourth, fifth story in on the network news was about the border. Why won't they address this, James Carafano?
Well, you know, your point there that the humanitarian suffering is really so key. And then, you know, a lot of, you know, leftists think, oh, well, they should just take better care of these people. It says, no, the way to be humanitarian is to not put them at risk to begin with. They were briefed when they were coming in, you will get a flood at the border that you cannot manage. They were told that. The career officials told that. We know that for a fact. And they did it anyway. And the result of that is what we're seeing now. You saw the story of the Border Patrol agent who's fishing a dead child out of the river saying, hey, I didn't sign up for this. I have kids. I can't look at this. You saw there were coming out of Texas yesterday, hundreds of cases of child abuse inside the detention facility for the children. What do you expect? Children with COVID being jammed in the same room with other children? I mean, look. This is horrific. And the answer isn't, oh my God, we should have a better facility. The answer is no, we shouldn't allow this to begin with. You know, not to be crude, but you know, the answer to, you know, better treatment on slave ships is to not have slave ships. Joe Biden is stealing the children of Central America, and he is contributing conditions that have them go through this enormous abuse. And you know what their talking points are? This, my favorite one was, oh, well, you know, Trump was terrible because he was backing up all the people trying to come here as if illegal immigrants, you know, this was like he was just interfering with their normal flow. And then, you know, this is just seasonal. I mean, they grasp for lies. And they answer your question. Sorry, I never answered your question, but they just, because all they do is repeat these talking points and they think that that's good enough because they'll never be held accountable.
Yeah,
because you can't hold them accountable. They have Congress, the presidency.
So it,
Exactly right, because no one will back him up. And James, though, and as I'm watching the news, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I get so frustrated watching the network news these days, and I shouldn't even watch it, but I just want to see how egregious it really is, the mainstream media. I don't know that they did one story on all the Republicans that were down there. Jim Jordan was down there. That was a great presser that they did down there at the border. I listened to that whole thing on the radio. That was great. And I'm no fan of the Republicans anymore either. Trust me, I think they're all nuts now these days. But that was great what Jim Jordan did, and everybody who stepped up and talked from the heart. And it was not a bit of that. Not one foot of video on that on the network news. Am I right when I say that? I didn't say a thing.
Hey, can we cheat here? Can I give you some news that I'm not supposed to give you?
Please.
So this is some polling data that's coming out next week. So it hasn't been released yet. So you didn't hear it from me, right? So this is really, really interesting. So, you know, who blames people for the border? Who would, you know, only 10% of Democrats would change their votes because of what's going on the border. Compare that to 83% of Republicans and a majority of Hispanic and Hispanics who say they wouldn't vote for a Democrat now because of what's going on the border.
Wow.
But that just shows how the left is so committed to their president. But here's what's really, really interesting. When you actually start going down and asking people about specific policies, like Trump policies, like Remain in Mexico, they're overwhelmingly popular with even with Democrats. Even Democrats think Trump's policies were better.
Yeah.
A third of Democrats support building the wall, and half of Democrats actually argue the border has to be secure, and overwhelmingly independents, Republicans, Hispanic voters think that Trump's policies were better. So what's interesting about your comment was, hey, nobody's reporting on the senators, they're not talking about this, but yet in the polling, Biden is like, he is like underwater so far, he's under the bottom of the Rio Grande.
Yeah, it's so true. James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation, Vice President of Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. So James knows what he's talking about here. Before we let you go, sir, Mayorkas is going down. This guy. What is with this guy? Between you and I, just two guys talking. It's Jimmy and Joe on the radio. This guy Mayorkas and his eyes. He looks a little. And this is me talking, not Salem. It's Piscopo talking. God forbid I say something, get myself in trouble. He looks a little wacky to me. This guy, Alejandro Mayorkas, huh? He's a Homeland Security. Security Secretary. What's the history of this guy, James? Do we know?
Well, what I find really disappointing is he was the Deputy Secretary in the Obama administration, and he dealt with these issues, including Obama searches. So he must have known
what this was
going to happen. And
absolutely.
And I know, and we know the career officials briefed him. When you do these transitions from administration, not political guys talking, these are the career people. We know they told him, they said, look, if you do this, you will face this unprecedented surge. So he has to be living with that every night. Those dead children floating down the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
You know, those got to keep them up at night.
Great. A very, very understanding take. James Carafano, thank you, James. Thanks for joining us. Go get your coffee, man. Espresso, double espresso this morning, all right? You did great without the coffee, though, my brother. Come on now. This is great.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on. You're the best.
Thank you, sir. Right back at you. James Carafano, Vice President of Foreign and Defense Policy Studies at the Great Heritage Foundation. Piscopo in the morning, right here with Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's go to the Staten Island Expressway westbound at 440. It's construction. 280 heading westbound out by exit 14. An accident to the right lane in Newark. Then by exit 13, another accident out by the Stickle Bridge. 78 eastbound exit 26. Watch for a collision as well. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today. And watch out for slowdowns on the eastbound belts getting out past Kennedy Airport. Accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thanks, Deb. Telling you about Trinitas. I love Trinitas. 7:52 right now, Thursday, April 8th. We're broadcasting out of New York, going around the country on AM970, theanswer.com. But I'm going to tell you something. We love Trinitas Regional Medical Center. okay? We were there, this week we did a live broadcast from down there, and they were just—they're just so comforting. That's the word. Not only are they world class and state of the art and everything when it comes to everything that addresses every medical issue you could possibly have, they're comforting. It's just hard to describe. You got to get down there. So I wanted to tell you about the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, and they recently opened the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, by the way, regardless of her ability to pay. All right. There's even a navigator there to guide women through every aspect of their care. It's a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology. But more importantly, what I'm talking about, it's a welcoming, safe environment for every single woman who walks through the doors. I know this staff at Trinitas, and I know that their high level of caring and compassion is right behind the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, as it is for every service that Trinitas offers. So if you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. It's 908-994-5984. Or visit, please, TrinitasRMC.org.
A gas station sells regular unleaded for $4 a gallon. The gas station next door sells the exact same unleaded gas for $2 a gallon, which you're going to buy. The $2 gas, right? So why are you still paying overinflated rates for wireless with Verizon, T-Mobile, or AT&T when you could be getting the exact same coverage as one of those big carriers with Pure Talk, except it costs you half. The average family is saving over $800 a year. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigabytes of data for just $30 a month. And if you go over on data, they don't charge you for it. Switching is so easy, you can keep your phone, keep your number, or choose from the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the smart choice. I did, and I find Pure Talk to be excellent, just as advertised. Just dial #250 and say keyword Dennis Prager to save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Dennis Prager. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split second, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
Hey, Joe, telling you about Balance 7, a breakthrough supplement that will jumpstart your journey to greater health. Do you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, arthritis? Looking for more energy? The all-natural lemon-flavored product is exactly what you need. Balance 7. It helps you regain your body, regain its pH balance, you know, allowing it to fire up your immune system to help fight against sickness and disease. Join me today for a 3-day health challenge. Most people find that within 3 days of drinking Balance 7, they begin to have more energy, greater clarity of thought, and feel healthier overall. Don't miss out on feeling great. Take the 3-day health challenge. Order your 1 month supply at balance7.com. Put in the code word Joe. Save $10. Receive free shipping. You know, they've sold over 6 million units worldwide, Balance 7 has. Try Balance 7 risk-free with their empty bottle guarantee. If you don't feel that Balance 7 is working for you, just send the empty bottle back. Boom. Full refund. So you know what? Save now. The code word is Joe. It's balance7.com. You save $10. Get free shipping with the code word Joe. Speaking of Joe, there's Mr. Lundberg calling Joe Lundberg. Joey, we got a good day today. Yes, my friend.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic day today. Sunshine, upper 60s, a little cooler at the coast, but man, this is the best day that we're going to have going forward. It's not like it's going to get bad in the near-term future, but it's just not going to be as beautiful as today. with that sunshine in upper 60s. I think tomorrow we get more clouds and sun somewhere between 60 and 64, and about the same on Saturday. We'll eventually get some rain late, sometime Saturday night and into Sunday.
Great job, Joe. You're never wrong, brother. We love it. Joe Lundberg right there. Thank you, my friend. And, maybe I'll do a little biking today myself. Yeah, I'm ready. Kieran Lawler's going to join us, Larry Elder and Tom Fitton. But at the top of the hour, Lee Zeldin is running for governor. He made it official just on national television. Congressman Zeldin, kind enough to join us right after the news, right at the top of the hour. Lee Zeldin with Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you.